Hey friends, it's the 27th of July. We only have 5 more days in July to talk about Proverbs, and we're in the 27th chapter, and I want to tell you a little story. My son, Zachary, is a baseball player. He's 9 years old. He eats, breathes, sleeps baseball, can't wait till his next game. Reminds me a lot of myself all day long. The game day, he's talking about and thinking about the game and wants to put his clothes on early and all of that. And his first year of playing baseball, he got one hit the whole season. He made it safe to base once the whole season. He was 6 years old. That was 4 years ago. So he's 9 now, 6, 7, 8, 9, and he loves baseball and has developed skills to play baseball. And in our very first game this summer, we were tied in the bottom of the last inning, and he hit an inside the park home run. He had no idea he won the game because he's still figuring out how the game works, like in the bottom of the inning, in the last inning. He won, all the kids are celebrating and everything. And that night, knowing that we had a game 2 days later and that kids were going to be talking about it, I shared this proverb with Zachary. I said to him that in Proverbs 27:2, it says this: "Let another praise you and not your own mouth, someone else and not your own lips." I told him it's important that when we do things that are good, when we do things that are successful, it's so important that we allow others to praise us and not ourselves. We live in this world that you look on social media and look at the bragging that people do on social media. All of the people who are starving for affirmation, and so they put all of their successes. Now, if that's you, I'm not here to call you specifically out. I don't have any of your names in my mind right now. I just know it's rampant. It's one thing to be proud of your kids or your grandkids or your dog or whatever it is, but when it gets to the point where we are saying, "Look at me, approve of me, look at me, look what I did," I think we're really missing the boat on who God says we are. Because we're to bring glory not to ourselves, we're to bring glory to God. So let another praise you and not your own lips, someone else and not your own mouth. That is something that I think we can all strive for. And I think it's something that I wanted to teach a 9-year-old, something that I try to practice in my own life. I don't think anybody likes hanging out with people who brag all the time about their accomplishments. I know some people get irritated when other people brag about their kids, but when we're proud of our kids, as long as we're not living vicariously through them, that's another thing. But let's be really careful on who the glory is pointed to. Let's pray about that. Your word, Lord, reminds us in Proverbs to let others praise us and not our own mouths. And forgive us when we have this level of need that causes us to brag or to want others to notice what we've done. Father, may we find our worth not in our accomplishments, but may we find our worth in you. Because what you think about us is what really matters. And if we represent you well, then others will be brought into our lives who affirm us and build us up. Lord, it's not wrong for us to desire affirmation, but Lord, it can control us and it can cause us to take the focus off of you and to put it on ourselves. So Lord, would you help us in this area if we struggle with this? Would you help us to teach those who are under us to to take this verse into consideration and to not toot our own horns, Lord. But may we toot your horn, Lord. May we make you look good. And then when we are affirmed, Lord, may we point it to you. Not out of false humility, but may we point it to you. In Jesus' name, amen.